Proclamation number 6695 of 21st of November, 1956. Instruction from within. John 14:15-26. Every human being carries the spark of my Spirit of God within himself. Otherwise it would be impossible for him to fulfill the earthly task given to him. And it is this spiritual spark which can have a direct effect on you, which can inform you from within, to which you therefore also owe the knowledge which alone can lay claim to truth, because it originates from me myself. Because the spiritual spark in you is my share, which is always and forever in contact with me. It is therefore a very simple explanation that when a human being receives divine revelations, he hears them within himself, because he who wants to reveal himself to him is within him and only needs to express himself. But the fact that he expresses himself requires that he is also consciously heard, and thus the human being believes that I want to make myself known in him. And in order to possess this faith again in all liveliness, one thing is absolutely necessary, that the human being lives in love. For the spiritual spark in him, the part of myself, is love, because my fundamental nature is love. And love is caused by love to express itself. Or also, love can only express itself to love. But then the state is also established which I require in order to be able to speak to my living creations and to be listened to and also understood by them. Every human being therefore carries the deepest knowledge within himself, and he only needs to take care that it comes to light. He need only consciously establish the connection with me through a life of love, which already exists unconsciously but can only come to fruition through the human being's free will to intimately unite with me. Then contact is established. The spiritual spark in the human being is ignited by love and spreads, for now my spiritual strength constantly flows to him, and this means that the human being can now also be constantly instructed from within, i.e., by me, who takes the path through my spirit via the heart to the intellect. That therefore the human ear does not receive impartations from outside, but the spring opens up in the human being himself from which he can now draw at any time. You humans all have all the wisdom within you. But you do not make use of this unheard of gift of grace. You try to acquire knowledge intellectually, and thus you also try to penetrate spiritual knowledge intellectually, which you believe you can acquire through study. And yet you have everything within yourselves and could fathom the deepest wisdom if only you would let yourselves be taught by me myself, by the divine spiritual spark within you. But you do not fulfill the conditions which such instruction requires. You lack faith and love, and without these that spark only glows. But it has to flare up into a bright flame in order to also give off the right luminosity, that you all recognize brightly and clearly and no longer question but are certain that you stand in truth. You should sometimes think about what you actually are. That you are creatures which emerged from a power whose fundamental substance is love. And that you must therefore also have this fundamental substance within yourselves, from which it follows that forces must also be hidden within you which prove the divine origin. And thus you should also allow these forces to emerge, you should develop them, namely by fulfilling the will of the one who created you, who again and again announces his will to you humans through his word. And my will is only that you shape yourselves into love. Then you will awaken all powers within you to life, and thus you will also cause the spiritual spark within you, which is my share, to express itself to you, and then you may learn more in a short time than a whole lifetime of study, of intellectual work, can bring you. For all knowledge is within you, yet you have to raise this spiritual treasure yourselves. And anyone will be able to do so who lives in love and thereby attains living faith. For I can and will reveal myself to him, as I have promised. John 14:15-26. Amen.